This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James and Noel Clark on FUBAR Radio.
She hand clapping stuff.
It's the cup song.
It's like the cup song
from Pitch Perfect.
It is the cup song with the cup. Yeah.
Hello, welcome everybody. It's Johanna James
and TJ, aka Teach World,
filling in for Noel Clark today on Back Row and Chill.
Yes,
it's Friday.
Oh wow! Thank God it's Friday. We might have to get that tune on today. Ooh, get that Friday feeling kick started. Yeah.
You've had coffee today, or something,
Johanna. That's how rumours start, you know.
That is how rumours start. Me. How are you? Haven't seen you in a while.
I'm really, 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 really good. This is like my last couple of days in London.
Where are you going?
I'm going away to Northampton.
Right. Exotic.
Going to be in a play. I don't know if I can say, but it's a Disney production that was in New York. Like in 2012, it won like 4 Tony Awards. So now they spent the last 4 years trying to get it to England.
Yeah.
And basically, I've been casted in this new production. It's quite a dark play because it was adopted by Disney and put them to Broadway and stuff like that. But
it's a dark Disney play.
A dark Disney play, but I can't say too much. But remember, Disney make Marvel and all that stuff now.
Oh, so Disney are getting a bit dark, aren't they?
They are. So look out for that. So this would be like my last show till next year.
You're like officially a Disney kid now.
Oh, shut up, Johanna.
So you've gone from
why you gotta go there?
If people don't know, TJ started off on CBBC.
Thank you, Johanna.
On that little show called Ka-ching.
Yes.
Yes, you did. So now you've gone from Ka-ching
from Disney. CBBC to Disney. Oh, I'm slowly working my way
up. You're growing up.
Nickelodeon next.
Nickelodeon. Did you say Nickelodeon?
Look here, I said what I said because I said what I said. I said it. Well, only on a Tuesday. No, joking. Pause. Okay.
Cool. So what have we got coming up on today's show? So we've got Lucy Patterson coming in to do a lot of film reviews. We've seen a lot of movies this week. Got Movie Club to chat about.
Brilliant.
If you guys at home have seen anything this week you think super good or super shit, then tweet us at foobarradio.com or email in chill@foobarradio.com. We want to hear your thoughts. What have you been watching?
Yes.
What have you been loving? What have you been hating?
Let us know.
Join the movie club.
Yeah.
We've got some guests in. today?
Yes. We have Jay Dragon. He's an actor slash model slash...
God.
Yes. Something like that. Yeah, and a rapper. Like, he's really cool. I went to see him live the other day. He's, like, got a real fresh sound for rap. I mean, it's like... He's bringing this garage, the real UK sound, but he's not following the whole trap thing that everyone's doing. He's just being himself, and
doing
he's a real breath of fresh air to UK rap. And there was lots of different artists there, but yeah, he really stood out, and we've got him on the radio show today, so I'm looking forward to that.
We've also got Ossie Achille.
Yes, he's good. Great actor. A friend of mine. Also a really cool skater.
God, you just know everyone, don't you?
Yeah, well, you know, it says you.
You just know everybody. And
what about you? What have you been up to?
What this week?
Yeah, I saw a video with you and that boy, what's his name? And you're just the same, and it's really funny.
Joe Tasker,
that's it.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So I've been making, so what I do when I'm not doing radio stuff and film stuff.
She's a mega YouTuber, like the funniest female and, well, my favourite female on YouTube. So if you've got a problem and you want to argue out, yeah, hashtag and say, well, go on TJ, innit, yeah, and we'll talk it out. But yeah, carry on.
Yeah, no.
She's on it today, people.
So
watch out.
On the internet world, it got pretty big this week. Crazy stuff's been happening. So
really
I've been
cool.
meeting other creators. I'm already friends with a couple of the big internet guys like Dapper Laughs and
Nevin
Jube and whatnot. I've made friends with Joe Tasker, who's another guy.
He's
and
quite big
he makes
as well.
Such funny videos. And we teamed up, we made a couple of videos. And I had like my first proper major viral video this week.
Really?
Yeah. So I've been.
Was that one? Was the major one?
No. The major one was one I did with JubeTube, and it was called When Bae Wants Attention.
Yeah. I see that. And he kept ignoring you. And after, at the end, you have to watch. I'm going to spoil the ending.
Spoil it,
I'm going to spoil the end. But boy, he gets some payback. Payback's a bitch.
It was just mental. We made the video. We stuck it up on Sunday night, and then it just started getting views and more views and more views.
Flipping hell. Johanna, you
guess where it is now. What the figure is. How many views it's got. Ballpark figure.
10,000.
No.
20,000.
No, much bigger than that, mate.
Okay, like 150,000.
Way bigger. Go way bigger.
Not a mil.
It's got 29.3 million views.
Whoa! Play the yes button! Play the yes button!
Yep.
Oh, gosh! I told you, you see, I should be called like Mystic Meg or Septic Peg or something like this, yeah?
Septic Peg!
Because I predicted that you would be great, like from when I first met you. And even like the people you work with, you've got a real eye for it. Like that guy Jay Watts, who you worked with, you did a sketch. I was involved in that sketch with you as well. And Shabba and stuff like that. And he's just done a YouTube thing, and it's gone viral as well, where it's, you know, the clown thing that people are doing.
Oh, the scary clowns.
He did a clown prank to a pizza dude and it went horribly wrong. So he said that's really blown up, and you were one of the first people to kind of spy him and stuff like that. So man, I'm in awe of you. I'm glad to work with you, and I'm going to keep watching your stuff.
Well, TJ, you were the first person I ever did an internet collab video with.
Oh, snap!
Yeah. So, guys at home, if you want to check out all these videos we're talking about,
please.
Go to, on Facebook, you've got Facebook, go to Johanna James.
Yes.
And Teej World.
And Teej World, yes. TWJ World.
And you can check out all these crazy viral videos, because it's great fun.
All right, so we've got an interview on as well.
Oh, yeah. What did you do? Who did you interview this week?
Well, you know that song, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to sing it for you.
Okay, go.
I'm a konnichiwa. How about the heaven? How about the bed?
Amazing.
Yeah, that song there, right?
Yeah.
It's Kent Jones, basically, side to We the Best. DJ Khaled's label works with Cool and the guy who's like good friends with Dre and stuff like that. So, yeah, like, got the opportunity to interview him. It's my first outside interview. Well, outside the station interview.
What, you're coming out? What?
I'm coming out. I want the world to know. I'm coming out. Woo!
Hey. I want the world to know. Not to confuse anybody.
Bloody heck. Johanna, you are on fucking fire today, I tell you what. But yes, no, I'm not coming out. But yes, I did interview Kent Jones
outside.
Yeah, outside, not in the closet. And it was a great interview. He's down in the UK promoting his new single, All Right. And we didn't speak anything about that, but we spoke about everything else but the new single. But I did.
But great, it's Foo job, Bar, TJ.
That's
great
what I'm saying.
Job.
But that's Foo Bar Radio. It's what we do, man. We don't like the other shitty radio stations. No, well, I mean, you know. Well, Foo Bar's just the best. I'm biased. Say something in it. If you've got a problem, hashtag TJ Wagwan, we'll talk it out.
Brazen. Right, I've got a load of random songs. I haven't got Noel this, because every week Noel tells me how shit my song choices are, and I'm like, haha, Noel ain't here, so I can play what I want. So I've gone through the film, my movie soundtracks, and I found some weird and wonderful songs that we can play. You're giving me some eyebrows. Don't you be Noel as well.
I'm
come
just
on.
Saying, just because Noel ain't here don't mean I'm not going to cuss you out. If you shit, isn't it?
All right, well,
I'll call it a speed.
Okay, well,
but I believe in you.
This is one of the great films from, I think it was the year before last, I believe. Mm-hmm. I'm going
to... It wants to be good. Look at her. She's shaking and sweating right now.
I'm nervous, but for a different reason. Okay, right, let me play with
I often have that effect on people.
I'm going to play you the little bit and see if it's from. Can you guess it? Can you guess?
My girl talking your belly.
It is.
No. Django!
Django.
On Bat Road 2.
Have you always been alone?
Django!
Django. Have you never loved again? Love will live on. Life must go on. For you cannot spend your life.
He's just got given a load of chocolate.
Hey, and I can't eat quietly.
Aren't you chocolate enough?
Yeah, like, you can come again, you know. I like
all right. So, are you a fan of Django? Do you like that film?
I am.
Jamie Foxx?
I absolutely love that film. I'm sorry I'm chewing, guys, but these chocolates are so Moorish.
What are they?
Snickers. Snickers over Mars all the time.
Yeah, mate, I'm Snickers. I'm Club Snickers. Mars is too sweet.
It's too sweet, and you've got no nuts. Are you nuts?
Got to get some nuts.
Come on, get those nuts, bro. Gobble. I absolutely loved the movie Django. I'm a great fan of Tarantino. Oh, I didn't like that the most recent one he did.
The cowboy one.
Is it eight? Eight people? Eight straight? I don't know.
What you mean? The greatest eight or something?
Great eight.
Help us out, guys.
They were just long-winded and I was dead.
No.
It's like I was not feeling that. Although there's that new cowboy film coming out with Denzel Washington, that looks
kind of
amazing.
Magnificent Seven. Yeah, that looks so good.
I'm getting my eights and sevens mixed up here.
I know. Too many cowboy films beginning with numbers. Come on, guys.
Yeah. it looks really, 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 really good. I'm looking forward to going to watch that. I think it'd be great because they said that they... a lot like Strange Things, where they really pay homage to the kind of Western things, and you know, the classic shots and the guy falling off the top of the thing and then into the tavern. So they really captured that. So it sounds amazing. I look forward to seeing that. Really,
yeah, I want
to
go and look it out. I like the soundtrack to Django is one of the only soundtracks I've bought the entire. Cause sometimes I normally pick a song and download one or two songs, but I took the whole Django soundtrack because I thought that was such
epic.
He used them, although did have a bit of an embarrassing moment though.
Why?
Because you know when you're having Netflix and chill,
or back row and chill,
and you're having your chill, you just put you put the shuffle on, right?
Yeah. Okay. The shuffle.
You put the shuffle of the iPod.
Oh,
right?
Shuffle. Okay.
No, that's not a move.
That's a move that I didn't know about. No. I'm thinking, where have I been?
You don't do the shuffle. What? No. So we had it on the old shuffle on the iPod, then that song came on, Django, and you cannot to that song.
You cannot. You can't do the
rhythm.
You can't do the.
Oh my god. Is,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Intercourse.
You cannot intercourse to that song. Just as a warning, if you think that's not going to go down, so make sure that's not on.
All right.
On your shuffle.
Well, I mean, I don't. Yeah, it is kind of awkward, isn't it?
The rhythm of it is just, it's all off and it's too dramatic. Django!
Django!
It's just what? It's a very epic.
I think the most awkward song for me to have intercourse to would be
Spice Up Your Life by the Spice Girls.
No, that's
everybody and every girl.
That's a gangster tune. Even Tupac listened to that.
All right.
No, do you know what? Yeah, I do have a Spice Girls song that goes in my slow jam compilation.
Oh, really?
Right.
Okay.
It goes right.
Slow jam compilation.
Right between Genuine and Usher. Yeah, in the middle.
Right.
Is To Become One by the Spice Girls.
Oh my god.
I need some love like I never did. Hey, baby, making tunes, you know.
Baby. That is a special night for any date of yours, mate.
Hey, the whole room will be lubricated.
Nice and moist.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Well, we've got loads more songs. Oh, okay. Let me go for another song then.
Okay.
Have you seen the film Billy Elliot?
Yes, I have.
You have seen the film. I thought the stage show's finished now. It ended this year. I managed to catch one of the last ever performances of it.
Is it? I'm
it
pissed.
So good.
I never got an audition to play Billy and Billy Elliot. I don't know why.
Maybe.
We'll talk about it later.
It's because you're so tall.
But I shaved my armpits.
Well, I know. Me and you, we can be Billy Elliot right now in the studio. We're going to dance this. This is I Love to Boogie by T-Rex.
with the tail feathers high. Jitterbug left and smiled to the sky. When your black velvet cape and your stovepipe hat. Bebop, baby, the dance is for that. I love to boogie. Yes, I love to boogie on a Saturday night. I said I love to boogie. I love to boogie. Jitterbug boogie. I love to boogie. I love to boogie on a Saturday night.
Robinson, it's Kent Jones, and usually I like to be in the front, but right now this is Back Row and Chill.
What?
Don't know.
Oh my god.
When I see
me, I love you.
You know what I'm saying? I'll come proper. I am FUBAR through and through. If you cut my wrist right now, yeah, it would bleed yellow and black, and it would say FUBAR. I don't have blood cells. I've got FUBAR cells in it.
You got man. FUBAR cells.
I am down FUBAR cells. For the Trust me, yeah.
Hey, oh my god. So we're gonna play your interview.
Yeah, you're gonna play it now.
No, not now. But we're gonna wait. We're gonna tease people.
Yeah, tease people.
We've got a little bit.
I was so nervous. I was so nervous.
Really?
It was worse than going on our first date. I was thinking, oh, these people let me out of the studio. Like, oh,
you're
man.
Out.
Yeah, I'm outside. They let me out in civilization.
You are out. I'm going to get you every time you say that.
Oh, my gosh, Johanna, you are on fire today, my dear.
What can I find?
Okay, it's like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, is there anything you're looking forward to see as well?
Well, right now? Oh, my God, yeah. I want to see... I didn't get to see it, but I really want to see... I just hit myself in the tip. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
I was so excited. I slapped my own chair in excitement.
Self-harm in a new way.
I really want to see the new Storks animation movie.
Really? How old are you?
Apparently it's amazing. There's like so many jokes for adults.
Is it?
Yeah, like apparently know. Like a lot of kids are like, it's not really funny, but all the adults are like, ha, because it's amazing.
do that face again. I love it. Okay.
Rubber face.
That sounded like a stalk as well.
Yeah, got my stalk on. I want to see that Magnificent Seven. I wanted to see Inferno, the new Tom Hanks movie.
What's that?
Oh my god! You know,
is it the trilogies from the
from Angels and Demons and Da Vinci Code?
Yeah.
Which
I saw that.
I've read the book. When I read the book, I was like, please make this into a movie. I can't believe that Tom Hanks got signed on again. Because it's so good.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't say no. He's good. I really like Tom Hanks, you know. He's one of my favourite actors.
He's decent.
He just seems like a nice guy. You see when he photobombed the wedding couple in the park? He was walking through the park. And he just seems so nice. I mean, I've liked him since Forrest Gump, like one of the best films, like top 10 films ever for me, at least.
Yeah.
If you've got a problem, you know what to do. # Wild One TJ. But I think it's actually amazing. I think he's a lovely guy. So I think I'm going to give that a chance. Though I'm not a great fan of the sagas, I'm definitely going to give it a chance.
Oh, no, it's good. And like the film really like made me think. Because basically the premise for this film is that it's more like not terrorists as in sort of Middle Eastern terrorists, but scientific terrorists.
Oh snap!
They're going to release a virus on the whole human race in like 24 hours or something.
Like a computer virus?
No. As in like a biochemical virus.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
And and it's all about like the World Health Organization. And the theme of the whole book is we're doing so much to save everybody on the world right now that we're actually overpopulating massively. And then there's like a graph in the book that is a real actual graph from the World Health Organization saying. That because
people
so many people
die.
We're living longer and everyone's being saved, well not everyone but you know so more than in whole of medical history, so we are so overpopulated that by in the next sort of 100-200 years we are going to be, there's going to be no space for humans, so the terrorists are saying that we need to depopulate by half to save the race forever.
Hey, that's some Matrix deep shit right there. Oh my gosh. Hey, do you know what wow.
It made me think, like, okay, is it right to save everybody? I mean, we're going deep here. We're going a bit deeper. This is what the film's about. Is it? Is it? should we save every single person, well, or should we look at like the longevity of the race of the humans?
I'll be honest to you, yeah. There's a couple people I don't like that need to die, innit, yeah? So really,
on the list.
Like, do you get me? Like, if you, I'm down for it, you get me? Like, some people need to go, innit? Like, I don't like you, you annoy me, your breath stinks. No, I'm joking. I don't know, it's a rock and a hard place. I'm not the decider, so
I
don't know, but I'm definitely going to give that movie a watch. I think it's going to hurt my brain like when I first watched The Matrix.
I have a fear. I think Lucy's seen it, so later on she's going to give us a good review.
What?
To see whether the film is worth it.
Do you know what I want to see? I really want to see Doctor Strange.
Oh yeah,
Doctor Strange, like the Marvel film, yeah, like that looks absolutely sick. Like I can't believe that. And also, J.K. Rowling's new thing, How to Catch a Beast, I think it's called.
Oh no, Magical Beast.
Sorry about that. But yeah, I want to see that as well. That looks really good. It's got my guy from Theory of Everything in it as well. So,
Eddie Redmayne.
Redmayne.
I'm going to be interviewing him, I think, next month, November. For that movie.
You mean we are going to be interviewed?
All right, you can come along.
Well, I can come along. At least
you can hold the mic.
Hold the mic or hold your handbag. One of the two. I don't mind. You
both.
Get me? Like,
hold both. You've got two hands.
I've got two hands. I'll be there. Like, I ain't even saying that. I'm going to be there like this drooling and dribbling like and crying like in the corner, yeah? That sounds absolutely amazing. But I want to see that as well. Those are the two movies on my hit list now.
What is on your hit list, guys? Everyone out there, like, what are you going to go and see this weekend? What are you going to give a go? What are you going to give a miss? Email in chill@foobarradio.com. Speak to us.
Let us know.
Minions, and we shall shout you out. We'll shout you out on the show if we get your email in.
Yeah.
Right, so when I was playing my Django song,
yes.
we were talking about a soundtrack and you were saying that actually there was another song on there
that
you preferred. So I thought, in fairness,
yes,
we should probably play your song too.
You're going to drop it?
Yeah, I am. So who sings this one, Teach?
I'm Ricky Rose. Or Rose and Jay Falls.
Rick Ross. It's called 100 Black Coffins. It's on Back Row and Chill.
That's right. Yeah. Get your bandanas, your gold chains out. Go real gangster on this one.
Yeah.
That's right. Just break some plates.
Can I be gangster too?
Yeah, you can be gangster. Go hard on this one, guys. Get your fucking face and mean bugging face on. It's about to go in.
Need 100 black covers for 100 bad men, 100 black grapes so I can lay their ass in. I need 100 black preachers with a black sermon to tell from 100 black Bibles. Why we send them all to hell? I need 100 black covers. Black covers. Black covers. I need 100 black covers. Seen 100 niggas die, I put that on my life. Lord, I wouldn't tell a lie, unless it had to do with mine. In the middle of the night, killers coming for your life. All he wanna do is shine. I broke off the chains, only the realest remain. See you praying to Jesus, but will that help ease the pain? Seen a brother get slain for a jar full of change. Yet I post on the block, look like I'm Big Daddy Kane. Is you a cat or a mouse? What? Keep them rats out the house. A lot of scars on my back, nigga. Tattoos all around. 100 dead bitches, 100 black coffins. Money on his head, bitch, I'm trying to make a fortune. I need 100 black coffins for 100 bad men, 100 black grapes so I can lay their ass in. I need 100 black preachers with a black sermon to tell from 100 black Bibles. Why we send them all to hell? I need 100 black coffins. Black coffins. Black coffins. I need 100 black coffins. Black coffins. Oh Lord. Black coffins. I need 100. I seen 100 women burn as they stood firm. Treat a nigga like a germ. What did she do to deserve? Put me on a farm, Lord. Pigs feet in a jar.
Wow.
Serve it to me warm. Any questions, they hang them. Better pray for Django. Got me working in fields. Too many years, it get fatal. All I want is my woman. Such a wonderful mother.
Mama.
On the days that it rains, her smile bright like the summer. My revenge is the sweetest. Bitch, cause I'm coming. Gotta die in my arms for what you did to my mother. 100 dead bitches. 100 black coffins. 12 gay
straight shotgun, chest full of copper. I need 100 black covers for 100 bad men, 100 black grapes so I can lay they ass in. I need 100 black preachers with a black sermon to tell from 100 black Bibles. Why we send them all to hell? I need 100 black covers. Black covers. Black covers. I need 100 black covers.
Oh, I did it. Bit the whistle.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that one. That was great. That was a good song.
That's what I'm saying.
We got a first email in. Well done from Ben. It says, hey, guys, love the Django tune. Ha! Which one did you mean?
Which one?
Which
Ben,
one?
Come on. Be more specific.
Specific. Ben says...
I'll just say Pacific, but not like the ocean.
Is Tarantino's soundtrack better than his films? I think so. Possibly.
It depends which film you're talking about and which soundtrack you're talking about. Do you know what I mean?
So now, thanks, Ben. Shout out for being the first G to email in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at you get all gangster after that tune. It just does something to you, doesn't
it? I know. And the whistle and out comes...
Gangster Johanna.
I've got a gangster. Do you know what my gangster name is?
What's your gangster name?
It's Tequila. I discovered her. I just got after I had one too many tequilas.
Oh,
I
was like, shit.
My name is Tequila.
Oh, shit. Hey, get me a bottle of tequila ASAP.
Let's get Tequila on the
Let's
show.
Let's get on the show. Oh, my gosh. I need to see her.
I love
okay,
it.
Okay, that sounds good. I think I don't have a gangster name, but...
Teej World isn't like...
No, Teej World, that's just like my I don't know, that's just me, right? that's an insight into my mind is the best way I can describe myself. So a 14 okay. world work. But right. my nickname when I was younger, when I wasn't going to acting club and stuff like that, I would be trying to MC and DJ and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we started up a few crews and so on and so forth. But my MC name was Munchie, okay?
Right.
But then got shortened to Munch, yeah? Because I was super fat. And my mates used to call me, like, fat boy, not slim.
Oh,
but, you know, boys will be boys, and we used to rip piss out of each other anyway. So I gave as good as I got. But yeah, I was chubby when chubby, okay. And then I got older and I realised, you know, chubby wasn't cute anymore, wasn't working for me, so I shedded away and
you shredded that.
Yeah, that's right. If I tense, you see me, yeah, I've got a six pack here, but it's a dormant six pack. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's there.
Yeah.
But it's relaxing. You know, like when the bear sleeps through the winter and that, yeah? This is what
it's
my
hibernating.
Hibernating.
It's just hibernating.
That's
there.
What I'm saying. And it also, you have to catch me at the right angle. You have to look at me 90 degrees, tilt your head sideways, and then put your arm behind your back. And then you can see the real me.
Yeah, no, that's the same. Everyone's got their good angles.
Yeah, good angle.
Know your angles.
Know
people.
Your angle. People.
Know your angles.
Yes.
But is no. it?
Have you got. Have you got any tricks? Talking about angles, like, have you got any tricks or things that you like to do when you're filming on set, or like an angle or something?
I definitely,
that you like
I have a certain side of my face that does look better on camera.
Yeah.
I've worked that out. I'm like doing films and movies and stuff. I'm like, could I be on the left? Because I just look a bit better on the left.
Yes.
But do you know what it is actually?
Yeah.
Do you know who's your best friend on set?
Who
you need to make friends with right away? The lighting guys.
Oh, the DOP and the sparks and that.
Honestly,
yeah.
The lighting guys, they can make you look the most amazing, or they can make you look like you've got a tash.
Oh,
which for women is horrendous. So you need to make sure that you say your please and thank yous and your hellos and goodbyes, and you like you lick the lighting guy's ass.
Oh, what? I never knew. I'm just a polite person anyway, yeah.
Well, you need to be lit, mate. That's
yeah, of course. That's it. All right, Johanna, I ain't ugly. No, but my skin, yeah, is of darker complexion, yeah.
Pigmentation.
So it needs to be lit. Like my skin, it's not even the colour of my skin, yeah. It's the actual like grading on my skin. It sucks up light. It's like I'm part black hole, you know, like it just sucks up light. So I remember being on set, like sometimes on set, like, and I used to be quite friendly with them. So they used to give me like my own light, and I get like, not, you know, you got them reflectables. You got the white one, then you got the silver one. I used to get the gold
one. You got the gold reflector.
Yeah, you were. But I think it's because I was nice to everyone, so they're making me look all gold and stuff and whatever. But no, I totally agree. Be nice in spot. Be nice to everyone on set.
Don't be diva.
Don't be a diva. Come to set on time as well, and just don't be moody as well. I think
you're privileged to be on there, man. I always remember that. Whenever I'm on a film set, I'm like, it's a privilege to be here.
It totally is.
You don't know when you're going to be on another one. Like, enjoy it. Be a family. Like, yeah.
Yeah, enjoy it. It's great. And I mean, like, you're going to if you would like acting and stuff like that. And I love film. I love TV. And like being there, and there's people doing stuff they don't want to be doing as well, and I'm there getting to do what I want to do. Yeah, I'm tired and stuff like that, but you know what, suck it up. Like, it's such a great thing. And also, know your craft. Another thing I would say is, like, know your craft as well. Some people think, a lot of people now just like have made a little, they do little clips, they do these plans, whatever, they do all these things, and they, you know, so accessible. You make things on your phone and they think, okay, I know acting, I know film. No, like yourself, you are a YouTube star, but you're also an actress. You know your craft. You know
I trained hard, I went to drama school.
Exactly, and all that stuff. So you're an actress first and foremost, and that's why your YouTube clips are so amazing. Like some YouTubers, whatever, you know, you have to still know about acting, and don't think you know it all just because you've got a couple thousand
so
views.
So much. When I left drama school, I didn't really know that much about, because it was, my drama school was kind of theatre based.
Yeah.
I didn't know that much about film. Yeah. I hadn't been in too much. So I spent my first year doing every student film that I possibly could do. Yeah. And I learned, and I'd watch it back and be like, oh my God, I'm shit.
Yeah.
And then you learn like what your face does, what your...
Yeah.
I'm really expressive. I'm over expressive. I've got like a rubbery face. Yeah. And it gets me in trouble because I go in for these auditions and you're auditioning for like Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
And they're like, could you just... And literally my face is like, I'll go and fetch the coal master. And they're like, too much.
Training.
I know, I'm always, if it's a little bit less, the director's a little bit less, Johanna.
It's always
a little bit less. Just a little bit more. And I feel like I'm talking like a piece of wood.
Yeah.
But
you gotta be a bit expressionist. But that's why you're so great at comedy. I think with that it's like, it's kind of hard because, you know, you've got to, like, especially when you're doing drama, the camera is catching everything, it will do it. It's like you haven't got your face hasn't got to be performing or showing that emotion to like someone, like a 2000 seat, like a, you know, theatre, and someone's up in the upper tier and in the gods, so their camera will do that for you, so you can just be really so minimalistic.
In the theatre, everything you've got to do, you've got to do it bigger to reach further, and on the camera you've got to do it smaller because the camera will pick up every single muscle movement. Have you ever had it when you're first on camera and you're super nervous and your eye starts twitching?
Oh shit!
And you can't, and like literally you're like, you're trying to control your eye and it's doing some crazy thing because you're so nervous. I remember that.
I've not had that on camera, and please, touch wood, that never happens to me on camera.
Oh my God, it's happened a couple of times.
No,
like in the beginning, in the early days when I was super nervous.
No, you got eye twitch.
And you get,
oh shit!
And you're on camera. They're like, Johanna, we're gonna do your close up, and you're
the face is going. It's going. I'm gonna go watch back all your clips now, just to see if I can see the eye twitch.
It's like Chandler and Friends. Whenever someone gets a camera out, he can't smile. His face goes all really weird. A little bit like that when you're on
when you're on a movie.
Oh, okay. We got a couple more emails in here. It says, if this is from Amanda, if you were going to be in a soap, which one would it be and what character would you play? I'd go for Hollyoaks. I have auditioned.
What?
I've auditioned for Hollyoaks, Amanda. I auditioned for this lesbian who was stuck in a lift and I didn't get it. I don't think my lesbian was believable.
Or maybe you were too lesbian.
Maybe I was too lesbian.
You were too authentic.
I did audition for Hollyoaks.
Yeah, that's cool. I've auditioned for Hollyoaks, EastEnders, there's all sorts of things.
What soap would you go on?
Never got a part, thanks.
Cheers.
It's all right.
I'd probably go
I would probably do EastEnders
because I'm from South East London, so it's the closest to me. I mean, home-wise, I could do the accent, you know.
So why would you want to do Hollyoaks? It's shot in Liverpool, so would you want to do it because it's a great place to party? Is that why?
What? Amanda says.
No, what soap would you do? You said I would do Hollyoaks.
No, Amanda said Hollyoaks. Pay attention to you.
Sorry,
I'd do EastEnders.
EastEnders.
And my mum's a little bit like Peggy Mitchell, so I'm at home, I'm comfortable in the pub. Get out of my pub.
Okay.
I'd do EastEnders.
I think I'd do EastEnders as well. I think I'd like to be like what business would I like to have on EastEnders?
Or what would your stall be? You would totally be selling like fake gold chains.
Fake gold chains, yeah. like knock off. I'll be selling knockoff everything. I'll be doing all the knockoff designers.
You know, I think I would make my life would be complete if I ever got to do the scene that where it goes
get your own doof doof, yeah. And be in the top 100. One of my mates is in the top 100 doof doof moments.
Doof doof's moment.
Yeah, my mate Ashley J. He's in the top 100 doof doof. So every time it comes on, his phone starts blowing up because he's always up in it. So it's really good. But I think I'd have maybe a fake gold chains or something like this. But I also want to be like a bit. I want to be good, but I want to be like Max Brandon, like the black Max Brandon. Like this guy, no offense, dude, yeah? I mean, you know, everyone has their own flavour of tea, yeah? Mm-hmm. But this guy is not the best biscuit in the tin, innit, yeah? Like, he's not the best looking cookie, yeah? but he gets all the women. He gets all the women's. I don't know what it is, yeah? Like, all these boys going gym, doing this, that and the other, he's balding. He's got this really thinning ginger hair. He's never seen sun, right?
There ain't nothing like a balding ginger guy to get you going.
Obviously, I'm missing something.
You are, mate. You are.
All right, that's it. I'm going to hairdressers. I'm dying my hair.
I'd pay money to see you, ginger. we've got another email in. It says, when are you going to do an 80s special 1 week? Love me some cheesy 80s film track songs. Amy, thank you.
Well, you've told the wrong girl the right thing. This girl loves 80s pop.
I can't stand it. I love it, actually, Amy. You beat me to it because what's up next? But... 80s song. But
oh my gosh, just trust you, Johanna.
I've got two 80s tracks actually. Okay, what's going to be, where is it? Here we go. Right, so have you seen the film The Breakfast Club, TJ?
No, I don't think I have. I vaguely remember it.
Aruba Shaka.
You're a dickhead. You should see that film. It's so good.
Oh, no.
Right, okay. So John Hughes is one of my favourite directors. Yeah. I love John Hughes movies. Yeah. You'll know he did early 80s stuff and then he did Home Alone. John Hughes is in charge of Home Alone, okay, right? That kind of stuff. So this was one of his earlier films called The Breakfast Club, about a group of teenagers who were stuck in Saturday detention. Okay.
I have seen it.
One of my favourite songs. It's called Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
Okay.
Here we go.
Troubles and doubts.
Poppinson, it's Kent Jones, and right now you're locked in to FUBAR Radio. Stay focused, don't go nowhere, because you might just get fucked up beyond recognition.
Oh my god!
Dunnock! Hey!
I want to play them every week.
Trust me,
I love his voice.
Dog. I watch every person, I'm going to try my best, like, to, if they send me out and allow me to go out again. depending on how good this interview is going to be when we play a bit later. Yeah, I'm going to try and get them to do that without paying any monies.
Amazing. we've got our first guest in the studio.
Yeah.
A big welcome, J-Dragon.
J-Dragon.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Yes, a rapper, model.
Extraordinaire
actor. Like,
do you model while you rap? Is that a thing?
No, he models for other people, right?
yeah.
No, but you tell me, do you model while you rap?
No.
I think you should.
You should. This one is a dark horse, ladies.
And you guys know each other?
Yes, we do.
TJ thinks he knows.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, kinda.
I'm a fan. Trying to be a friend.
You said he was your best friend.
He's been following me. He's been following me for ages.
You're a follower. I'm a friend as well. When you've been around it so long, you become a friend. You transition.
That's what groupies say about Bieber. You know.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
So, what have you been up to apart from modelling and rapping and rapping and modelling? What's the most recent?
What are you doing?
I got a video coming out on Sunday.
Music vid?
Yeah, for a new track that I did with Art Daily from Crook Street, T-Stone from Lost World.
Okay.
Jaden's produced it, Bass and Eights. Mm-hmm. That's coming out on Sunday. But apart from that, I was out last night, man. I barely made this interview. Man.
Oh my gosh, you naughty boy.
Are you still out now?
I'm still kind of out.
He's living that rapper lifestyle. Oh my gosh. No, it's always a good night out with when Jay's about, man. He's taking me to some mega nights. Talking of nights out, I went to see you the other day down in Stoke Newington.
Yeah.
And it was really good. And then your set, you came on and the place just went bananas. They were wheeling it up, you know, when they jacked the record up from the edge and stuff like that. Like, it was like the first one of the whole night. It was absolutely crazy. And I was saying earlier that your music is like a real breath of fresh air, you know. It's like you're not trying to follow the whole trap thing. No. You bring that English. You had one track where it was called what's it called? Dembi. It's mixing garage but with rap. And what when you think about music, what do you make your sound? How do you come up with this sound?
Proper London. Like,
so what's your thinking behind it?
I'm London, innit? I'm
what
south,
part of London?
South London.
Which part of South?
Which part?
The proper part.
What's the proper part?
I'm Lewisham. What part are you?
I'm South West.
South West.
It's Lewisham, South East.
No, South East.
South East.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you east to west.
I know T's rubbish at that. He thinks like Tottenham's near like Neasden or something.
I don't know. But I swear, I'm so East London. The thing is, see, East London's simple. We don't have like a South West East London.
You're just East.
Or South East London and a West East London or whatever. You know me?
But
it's just in it. It's both. And they keep it real simple. They only gave it three letters as well.
Yeah, I'm from South, man. I'm from like South West. And my music is just proper London, man. Like, and I don't understand how I could not be that, because that is me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if I come up with some trappy Americanisms or something like that, that's me not being me. That's me being whatever they're doing, man. Do you know what I mean?
So, like, was you an actor before you was a rapper, or was you a rapper before you was an actor?
Good question. I don't know. I think it was all the same. I think it was all... Because, I mean, I was acting from when I was, like, 10, innit? But, like, growing up, music was always around me. It was always around the area. Like, so I never really separated it. I equate it to being, like, mixed race. Because people would say to me, like, well, I remember growing up, like, they would say, would you prefer to be black or white? And I'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm just mixed race. Do you get what I'm saying? So I don't really separate the thing. Like, it's just me. It's all expression.
So. Okay.
So wait, hold on. Rewind. You were an actor when you were 10.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
is that earlier than you? Does he trump you?
Yes.
He trumps you?
He's battered me.
And what did you do? What are you acting?
At the time, I was doing National Youth Theatre. Like a play called Coriolanus.
Cool.
William Shakespeare.
Easy.
It was mad. Like, they used to send like a van, like a cab to come pick me up from primary school.
Stick him in the van. Back in the van.
Back in the van, mate. You know what I mean?
Wow.
But yeah, it was mad. Like, so three times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, this cab would come pick me up from primary school and take me to Houston.
What?
And you'd be off.
Doing Shakespeare. I never knew you that from that young. That's amazing.
Were you like, did you get lines in that, or were you just physical?
Yeah. No, I had like, I mean, I was only like 10, but I had a couple of lines. I can't really remember them.
Father, where art thou?
It was good though. It was good.
Amazing. Yeah. Cool. Have you done? So you were. Yeah. Used to, how old were you?
I started when I was 14.
Yeah.
I was 14 and a half when I started on CBBC on a program called Ka-Ching. As Jana likes to remind me.
Ka-ching! Yeah. Oh, I don't have my sound effect for that.
Oh, man. Oh, what's it? Yeah, no. So, no, it's really good to know. So, since you like quite, you know, you do modelling, which is a bit fashion-orientated, you do acting-orientated, and the rapping music-orientated, do you bring all three elements together? When you make your music, like, do you bring that to your videos and stuff like that? Because, you know, as an actor, then you understand... You know how it should look. You're not thinking of it as a music video. Or do you think of it as a film, or do you?
Yeah, is it like a short story?
How does that affect your music videos? Being from an acting mode, has that affected?
A gift and a curse sometimes. Because it means I can't do nothing simple.
Okay,
I can't just be a rapper sometimes, and which is like I said, it's a gift and a curse, because sometimes you see something and make it overcomplicated, or you see something that no one else is seeing as well. Do you know what I mean? So, I feel like a lot of my music is me mashing together my skills, and putting it out as one thing.
Yeah, I've seen a few of your videos, man, and I've been like, because I know you're a producer, so I bumped into you when it's been put together one time. And I think one time I had the privilege of being in a studio when there was this video, and it was like one shot, and it was you and this girl having an argument, but none of the video went
to the song. Yeah.
What was that about? What was that?
Actually, it's crazy you say that, because we did. Yeah, it was like one take, and we did one take happy, one take angry, one take, and I don't know. I think we sort of mashed it all together into one, so it would be like an amalgamation of emotions. Do you know what I mean? I wanted your brain to do the work.
But but you didn't sing none of the words to the song.
No. So you could literally like
pure story.
Yeah, you could put it on mute and watch it.
Yeah.
EastEnders.
What's that song called? Look at that again.
Stop it.
People find your videos? They wanna they're like, where we go for Jay Dragon's videos?
Jay Dragon TV on YouTube. But if you Google search J Dragon Music, you'll find everything.
It's going to come up. I think we should play some of your music so that people are like, what's
who's this guy? We're here talking, we're here
rapping. Exactly, like we want to like get into that. So we've got your track Frazzled. Is this the new one?
This is the one. When's it coming out?
It's coming out, it's out now on SoundCloud, but the video's coming out on Sunday.
Go to J Dragon TV and watch that this Sunday, people.
This Sunday. And then after this song, we're going to play Guess the 90s theme tune.
Yes.
Alright. You're a DJ
to call it, but I know that it's vibes. 5 in the morning, you know that we're high. Where are we going? Call a Uber. Wonder if we'll make it out, but I know we'll survive. Don't know if we'll make it, but I know that we'll try. 5 in the morning, you know that we're high. Where are we going? Call a Uber. Wonder if we'll make it out, but I know I'm alive.
Soul strains in our soul game, and my code name's A-Day. Pull up your socks, don't slip on the block, might fuck around and get faded. Hop on the door with your main, but she ain't satisfied, she's touching. She ain't sitting around, she working. Ain't waiting on you, she's serving. Might catch the bill when we sipping, yak overlooking the shelf for no reason. Overlooking these bills and she thumbing. Niggas spitting like 100 drumming. Or a chopper dropping off a couple haters. Godzilla on the grind, need paper. Put my niggas on the right road, make it. Can't get it, you ain't got hard to take it. Hey.
Don't know what to call it, but I know that it's vibes. 5 in the morning, you know that we're high. Where are we going? Call a Uber. Wonder if we'll make it out, but I know we'll survive. Don't know if we'll make it, but I know that we'll try. 5 in the morning, you know that we're high. Where are we going? Call a Uber. Wonder if we'll make it out, but I know I'm alive.
No, the code is Young Guapo. They got me a Serato. I hit the place, waved off my face, and take cheese off top like a taco. But it keeps me a low profile. Word to God, a young low now. Word to Dells, I'll be up in the bank, young grasshopper, it's the culture. Word to Drags, I bring the bass at 8. Fuck your monkey shit, I rock bathing 8. They hate on me, yeah, they hate and hate. But I'm faded, nigga, I won't fade away. Cause Ritzy treating me good. Wifey treating me good. So fuck whatever you're talking about. I wouldn't hate you if I could.
Don't know what to call it, but I know that it's vibes. 5 in the morning, you know that we're high. Where are we going? Call a Uber. Wonder if we'll make it out, but I know we'll survive. Don't know if we'll make it, but I know that we'll try. 5 in the morning, you know that we're high. Where are we going? Call a Uber. Wonder if we'll make it out, but I know I'm alive.
What's poppin', it's Kent Jones, and usually I like to be in the front, but right now this is Back Row and Chill.
Oh, can't get enough of that. I'm going to keep playing it again.
Trust me, though. Hey, you put out your alarm and all sorts.
I will. He can wake me up. That's fine.
I hope Noel gets to hear that and he's proud that I got to do that for
He'll
him.
He'll be so proud of you.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That was cool. Thanks, Jay, for that song. Amazing.
Yeah, man. I'm feeling that, boy. It's like real mellow. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes me want to like be a hippie or a teenager again and like smoke something. I should.
We did a gig. And we went back to a studio afterwards, bought some frazzles, bought some alcohol, and out popped that.
Yeah, you're feeling frazzled.
The inspiration.
That's good. I bet you're feeling a little bit frazzled today. Yeah. Sound like you had an epic night last night. You told us off air we ain't got shit. I know we uncensored, but whoa, there's levels.
There's only so much that one can hear.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to play now. We're going to play 90s kids TV theme challenge thing. Yeah.
That's the That's the best.
Best intro ever and of a game ever.
Ever.
Right, here's how it works. I'm going to play some intros and you're going to guess, and whoever shouts out wins, and whoever...
What do you win?
You win life.
Oh, yeah.
You win at life. Winning.
You win at life.
Tactics, ticks, toes, tic tacs, or those?
I think you struggled there.
That's that bow.
I don't know. Would you like a
tic tac?
Are they yours?
No, they're not mine.
Okay, then we're going to play for somebody else's tic tac.
Oh, okay. Whoever's going to win, you win a tic tac.
Right. There are four apple sour tic tacs left.
Mate, okay.
You can win those and fresh your breath today, guys.
Okay.
Amazing. The level of prizes here.
Trust
it's amazing.
Me.
Okay, we're going to start. So shout out when you know. What's this? Any guesses?
I must have been out that day. Oh,
Chuckle Vision!
Yeah!
No.
Chuckle Vision.
Hey, they did a song with Tinchy Strider also.
They did, didn't they? Are they still alive?
Yeah, of course they are.
Just double check it.
I met them in, where is it? In Butlins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. I can't believe I actually got to meet them. I was so starstruck. Like, it was epic. It was good. Oh my God.
You just see them and just go, to me.
To me. Oh, God.
Right, okay, number two.
Great.
Oh no.
Chuckle Vision Part 2! Chuckle Vision Reloaded! Go.
Right, okay, number two. It's quite hard on this one. I went hard this week.
Could you give us a clue? What channel is it from?
Yeah, I think it was 50-50. 50-50?
Do you
remember
50-50,
the show?
50-50?
No, I must
have. Oh,
yeah, in the back of your mind.
Oh, my God. That's a...
Bush.
Tasman Devil.
Yes.
Boom. I remember watching that on Alive and Kicking. Bang.
All
right, okay, so 1 second. I've got one.
You got everyone.
Two so far.
What's this one? Do you remember?
Something has.
It's not Art Attack. No, what's the other one? The other one, the rivaled Art Attack. With more in it.
Art something.
Smart.
I said art something, smart something. Can I get half a point for that?
Right.
What is that? No, I know that.
Magic Roundabout.
No.
No.
Pingu. It's Pingu. Is it Pingu?
I must have been playing.
Is it Pingu?
No, it's Woof.
Woof.
What about this one? It's a girl witch.
Sabrina. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Okay, that. No, he got it first. Okay, number seven.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh. Wow.
CBBC. Come on, CBBC kid.
Pingu!
It's about a watch.
Pingu!
Watch?
Bernard's watch.
Who's Bernard?
No, that was before my time.
Why has he lost
his
watch?
Don't you know that I'm like 65 years old? I only know old school ones.
All right, number eight.
Yeah. Give me something I can work with.
And this one?
Demon Headmaster.
No, the really scary one.
Trap.
Goosebumps.
No, the other really scary one. Are you afraid of the dark? You said it off.
No.
Alright, this one was a cartoon.
The Frinsbees.
The Wild Four Degrees. Close. It was Noah's Island. It was about an island with a polar bear called Noah.
What?
Why are you playing these 2002 CBBC songs when I was like 55?
Next thing that you know, you
see
it's the Magic School Bus.
Magic School Bus. That thing was wicked. You see the Magic School Bus? They need to reload that show.
This one. Number 11.
Scary.
How does this sound like horror movie shit?
It's the Worst Witch, Mildred Hubble.
I don't know
the
that
worst
one.
Witch.
Okay. Is it the one with, and that woman from Harry Potter, isn't it?
Number 12.
Who's this now?
Hang on.
Magic School
Saturday
Bus.
Saturday morning.
The roundabout. Heart Attack. How to.
Spinelli.
Recess.
Yes.
Recess. And it's got a TJ in there as well.
The final one, number 13.
I knew that.
Sounds like one of them imported ones. But.
It's a British one.
Okay.
Called My Parents Are Aliens.
I remember that show.
I don't remember the theme tune, though. That was like 2003.
I remember that show. That was quite cool.
I remember the dad being really funny.
But I didn't know why they hadn't. I can't remember how they ended up with parents who were aliens.
Because they were foster kids, and their parents had landed, and they were trying
to look
normal.
Yeah, that's the system slacking. How did they let that?
I know.
they let some UFOs look after children. You know what I mean?
I blame Trump.
Okay. All right.
Blame Trump.
Trump.
Whoa.
I like we did it. Them subliminal messages.
It was prediction from 15 years ago.
Hey, that's Tupac all over again.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Jay. We're going to let you go and rest.
Chill out. Have a coffee.
Yeah, have a coffee. Chill.
So, what can we look out from you? I mean, I can't wait for you to release Come To My City and Denby. Yeah. Exclusive information as to when that might be dropping, please?
I can say I've got an album dropping next year.
Yes!
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you the name, but that's dropping next year.
Oh, man, that's great. That's great. And this Sunday we look...
Sunday, Frazzled, Art Daily. Okay. Stone me.
And just before you go, where can we find you? Just to remind us.
J Dragon, J Dragon Music on everything, man.
J Dragon Music, all the socials, TV, and all that stuff.
For that social. Thank you so much for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me, man. Chilling out.
Now, this tune was in the next song I'm going to play, was from the movie This Is the End.
Uh-huh.
With Jonah Hill and Seth Rogen. I'm going to completely lower the tone of the music right now, but I really like it. Are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready? It's Gangnam Style.
Yeah. Hey, let's do the Gangnam. Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자. 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자. 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자. 그런 반전 있는 여자. 나는 선어해. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해. 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해. 그런 선어해. 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 에이 섹시 레이디 오빤 강남 스타일 에이 섹시 레이디 보이지만 볼 땐 노는 여자 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선어해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선어해 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해 그런 선어해
오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 옵, 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 옵. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 옵, 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 옵. 오빤 강남 스타일. Baby, 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈. 뛰는 놈, 그 위에 나는 놈. Baby, baby, 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈. You know what I'm saying? 오빤 강남 스타일.
James on FUBAR Radio. Whoa, I'm Gangnam now.
Yes,
we've got
I like
our second
that.
Guest in the studio.
Yeah.
Woo!
What's Aussie. Really good?
It's
Ozzy, what are you saying?
Ozzy Achille. Did I say that right?
What are you saying, fam? Yeah, you said it right.
I just say names with confidence.
Nah, that's cool. My mum will be happy with that pronunciation, so
good,
well done.
Good. People can't pronounce my name all the time.
What's your name?
Johanna James.
Johanna James.
Yeah, but
it's not that hard.
But you'd be surprised. People are like, Johanna.
Johanna's.
Johanna's. Like, you're Swedish?
Yeah.
It's good. Say your name. Well, welcome. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, back row and chill.
Yes,
got T-Dwell, and he's replacing Noel.
Dope.
This
That's
week.
Right. What up, T?
What's going on, fella?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Mate, you. It's a pleasure to have you in.
Because you're busy bee.
You are a busy bee.
I like to stay working, yeah.
Film after film.
The devil makes work of idle hands, isn't it?
Whoa. So tell us a bit about your past.
Yeah, what you've done.
What you've done.
And then we'll talk about what you're going to do.
All right, cool. I'm Ozzy. I'm an actor. I've been acting for downwards. That doesn't make any sense. I've been acting for 9 years.
Around about
9 years now. Started out doing loads of British TV shows and stuff, yeah. And then I got a film.
What was your first show?
The first TV show I ever did was Dub Plate Drama.
You did series one, huh?
No. I was season three. Yeah.
Okay.
I was Mike GLC's wingman.
Is it?
Yeah.
I did season two of Dub Plate Drama.
I know, man.
Wait. So you know Luke Hymes?
I do know Luke Hymes. Yes. Yeah.
He directed me on my first like YouTube thing ever.
Oh, yes. Sick. Yeah, Luke's a G, man. Like he gave me a shot when I didn't even have an agent. Like I went
same here. He gave me my first. Yeah,
he's good at picking out talent, man. He knows what he's doing.
Amazing. Just. So you did Dub Plate Drama.
Yeah, I did Dub Plate, and then I did like a string of like British TV comedies, like Phone Shop and Fresh Meat, and like 2012 and Misfits and that kind of stuff. Mm. And then I got a film called In the Heart of the Sea,
yeah,
which is the true story of Moby Dick, which is it was directed by Ron Howard.
I missed that.
Yeah.
That slipped through my fingers.
Now, you know what? Yeah, nobody watched that really because, like, Star Wars came out in the same week. So that got dwarfed like a madman. But.
Okay, what's that one called there?
In the Heart of the Sea.
In the Heart of the Sea is going on my films to watch.
Was that with Thor guy? Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
What?
He's a man.
He's a G.
He's such a nice guy as well, man. He's cool.
Did you play in the Heart of the Sea?
I played a character called Richard Peterson, who was a young harpoon. On the whaling ship.
True character.
In the book, like it's true to the story, but right, like in the book, a lot of stuff was changed around and stuff. But it is the true story of how Moby Dick came to be in the
book.
Story was created and stuff.
Well, what year was it set? When was it set?
Dude, I can't remember. I filmed that so long ago.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Who played the whale?
That
was Roger.
That's Free Willy's son.
Twice removed.
Damn, he's love child or something like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun, man. We did we filmed in Warner Brothers Leavesden where they did like Harry Potter and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we went away for all the external shots to Canary Islands. So that was like my first time.
That's not a bad work trip, is it?
No, that was my first time away filming and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, damn, is this what acting's about? Yeah, I'm about this life.
That's
boy.
What I'm saying, though. What?
Yeah, so since then, everything just kind of like kicked off in different kind of ways and stuff.
What's you was in Kill Your Friends?
Yeah, I was
Bro,
in Kill Your Friends.
Tell us about that. That was a madness.
Yeah, that's a mad one, man.
It's based on a book, right?
Yeah, book of the
tell
same
us
title.
About this. Tell us about
Kill
this.
Your Friends is about like these record label executives and the absolute anarchy they will go through to get what they want.
And it's got a Nicholas Holt
who plays
the lead guy there now.
He was Beast in X-Men,
yeah,
if you don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
And he was also the boy in About a Boy.
And he was in Skins season
well.
One
Tony
as well. Yeah.
He was Mr. Skins, innit, really?
Yeah.
It was about him, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, yeah, but tell us. So, yeah,
so he's the lead in that, and I play a character called Rage.
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 Bro, your costume.
My costume's mad. If you ever see Demolition Man, remember Wesley Snipes, right? You know he had that bleach blonde hair. That was me in Kill Your Friends.
Bleach blonde hair.
Yeah.
So you tell us about your character. I'm sorry.
All right, my character's just this coked up drum and bass producer, kind of like he calls himself the godfather of drum and bass, loosely based on someone. Yeah. I don't really want to say who it is because I don't really want them targets on my back. But like, we had a lot of fun doing it, man. We had a lot of fun. I didn't really know anything about drum and bass when I took the role. So my research was to go to like all the drum and bass raves I could go to like find out what...
Not bad research
about.
Either.
No, it was
really?
Fun research. Fun. Really, really good research, actually.
I just had to go out
yeah,
and have fun.
I had to, man. I was forced to. Like,
damn
it was crazy.
Amazing. Yeah. So, oh my God, you mean all these movies?
That's nuts.
So from that...
Did you see Tarzan?
Yeah, I took my mum to the premiere. I got a,
you just did that? What's that? Tell
I got,
us
I got a small part in Tarzan. I was in LA and I sent a tape in for Tarzan and I didn't get the part I auditioned for. So I was like, oh, you know what, whatever, let's just go out party and stuff. And then the next day we were in Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. I was about to tuck into some nice chicken and waffles. Mm. And I get a call from my agent saying, oh, they've offered you a different part kind of thing. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of broke. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah.
Not going to say no
to Tarzan. Yes, like, and it was David Yates directing as well. He's the guy who did Harry Potter. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And like,
that was some mega budget movie.
Dude, it was huge, man. Like, it was back at Warner Brothers again. Like, the year before I did Heart of the Sea, and then doing Tarzan the next year, I was like, you know what? I kind of have to. Like,
might as well set up home then.
Bro, you are living the dream, bro, right now.
Trying, man.
People need to know about you. Not only are you a actor, but you're a bad boy skater as well. Are you still skating with your
I still skate, man. I still skate. Nah, when I'm filming, I don't skate because, like, as much as confident as I am on a board, and I've been doing it for, like, upwards of a decade.
Yeah,
like,
I've seen you outside the club, slightly merry. someone skating past is like, yo, give me a skateboard, bro.
Yeah, every time.
I'm like, what the heck?
I can't take skateboarding out of me, man. I see someone with a board and I ain't got mine, I gotta try some tricks. Like, whether I'm drunk or not, it's gotta go down.
I'm the same. Just but I'm not as smooth.
Are you talking about outside yo-yos that time?
Yeah, yo-yos.
Were you there when I did that 50-50 on the bus bench? Because somebody was talking to me. Oh, okay, okay.
I think we was
That sounds sexual. I don't know what that is.
We're stood near the box, kind of down that way.
Oh, yeah,
like that.
Okay, fair.
We'll just twist up.
So what are you doing? What's coming up in the future?
What's coming? I got a few things coming up, man. I got the premiere for you know Robbie Sheehan from Misfits, the Irish guy.
He's one of the best actors.
He's an amazing actor.
He's sick. This guy,
he's
Hollywood,
funny as well,
doing?
Man. No, yeah. He's killing it, bro. He's killing it. He's over there. He's doing loads of indies and stuff.
That's
like
what I'm saying. But they need to be like putting him in everything. You know what I mean? this kid, and he's so cool. I bumped into him at a paint festival the other day.
Oh yeah.
And I met
was that in Berlin.
No. Okay. This was just in Hackney. it was in the summer and we're throwing paint. I might get the clips and we can put it up with me. We're like playing knees. Do you know knees?
Nah.
Where it's a game where you've got to hit each other's knees three times and you make a circle and you've got to hit each other's knees. So we're playing that.
Okay.
And like, we're just doing paint and whatever. But he's so friendly. And I remember I was working at the National Theatre at the same time as him.
Yeah.
And I bumped into him on the train and he remembered me from the time he met me on the train.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I mean, I was like, bro, he's so friendly.
He's cool,
well,
man. He's humble,
so cool.
Man. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Like this kid, I wish him all the best. I hope, see how you know him, yeah? You need to bring him in.
Me and Johanna. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to see him soon because like we did a film together called Jet Trash.
Yeah.
And the trailer dropped the day before yesterday.
Ooh.
And the premiere is on December 6th. So I can talk to him then. Like, yeah,
that's
for sure,
cool.
Man.
December 6th, I won't be back in London, but
I'll
soon.
I will be.
No. He's got to be there when I'm in as well, so yeah. I can fanboy off.
Okay.
Right? Don't. If you can't bring him on no shot, I'll cry.
That's why I can't take you anywhere, TJ. I'm like, stay cool, man.
Okay. Sorry. I won't stroke him or anything.
But not like last time. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, at least not on air.
Wow.
Right. We're gonna pop to a song.
Cool.
And then we're gonna come back. Some
Brilliant.
More stuff, and we're going to talk about the projects that are coming up. And
cool beans.
And this
some
and that.
More.
Right. Dope. This is another film from the 80s. Anyone seen Stand By Me?
Yes.
No.
Well, you need to go and do some research. It's an awesome film. And this is a song by Benny King, Stand By Me.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me, stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
You are literally standing.
I'll stand up.
And caressing a chair currently. Right, guys, we're going to go Facebook Live with this. We're in the studio, live, FUBAR Radio.
Whoop, whoop, yes. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Right, we're going to. Oh, we're not quite live yet.
We're going to be going
Facebook Live,
yes.
Very, very soon. We're going to be playing a game called Mock Auditions. Since we're all actors,
yes,
we're all in the business.
I'm actually a thespian, but you know, carry on.
Okay.
I'm a lesbian. I love women.
I'm a lesbian too. Right, okay. So the game goes, one of us will play director. I'll play director first.
Okay.
And I'm having a new movie and I'm going to audition the pair of you.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Onto,
that sounds
onto
amazing.
The movie. So I'm thinking, so my movie, it's going to be for Halloween. I'm going to make it for this Halloween.
Yeah.
Quick turnaround. And so the characters is about these two guys who have found something in a church.
In church.
Okay.
And it's something pretty spooky.
Nice.
And they're in competition. They're not friends.
Okay.
And they've both found this relic at the same time.
Okay, cool.
And one of them,
yeah,
is Irish.
For fudge sake, Johanna.
Bagsy, not me.
All right.
I'm all accents. That's okay. Like one I can't do.
Okay, he can be Irish from Bow, okay?
No, I'm going to try Irish.
Okay, try Irish. Okay, so you're in the church. It's all dark. And I'm going to put a bit of music on there for you.
Nice.
And you're going to find this relic. And both of you, it's very important. Okay. And let's just see what you do. And I'm going to throw some things in as well, midway, to see. Just to,
okay.
Okay. So, scene is setting in the church. The two men arrive.
You all right? Hey.
You all right, man?
Yeah, Paddy. What's that? Oh. Over there.
I think it's glowing for some reason.
Nah.
I'm gonna go take a look. Hold on. You wait here. You wait here.
I got this.
No. You wait here.
I've got Celtic blood in me.
All right. Come on. Just stay.
I've got Celtic blood in me.
Stay behind me, Celtic.
All right. See me. I'm my father's father was a warrior.
So therefore, you should protect me while I'm picking up this relic, right? I'm just gonna inspect it, put it in my bag, I'll take it out, come back, and then we can just see what's going on.
Yeah, but you haven't got the muscles I've got, have you? Yeah.
Okay, suddenly the relic explodes.
Oh god!
Shit!
Oh,
yeah, god. Maybe you should take care of it actually. God. I'm just gonna
heck. Oh. I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe it. Call me ma!
Now DJ, I think you should play the priest.
The priest.
Come in, play the priest. And you can play the choir boy. Go!
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Are we?
This is.
Are we meeting for the same reason again, sir?
Yes. You didn't tell mother, did you?
No, you told me not to.
That's good. Okay, so there's been an explosion and Paddy got killed.
Not Paddy.
But.
What about his mum? What about Paddy's mother?
Don't worry about his mother. I will deal with her at the next sermon.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
Right. Yes,
so
pastor.
What I need you to do is help me, like we did last week. Okay. All right.
Just like last week.
Just like. All just
right.
Last
okay.
Week.
We got to bury this body.
Whoa. Right. Okay. Whoa. Let's just stop
Lord,
that right
Lord, forgive
there.
Me.
No, okay. We've got to bury this.
We
body.
We are playing mock auditions on Facebook Live. I think that went quite well. Not
wow.
Too sure about that movie idea. Right, I want to have a go now. So
okay. Go on, I'm going to be the director.
Can you be the director and you can direct me and Ozzy?
Okay.
And give wow. Us a scenario, give us some characters. We'll get in it. It'll be intimate.
Hit me.
Let's see if we can get in this movie. What are you feeling?
Okay. I'm feeling okay.
Yeah.
This is an action movie. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
It's an action movie.
Yeah.
But the female is saving this guy. All right. So what's happened is there's this woman. She's a secret agent.
Got it.
All right.
Got it.
And there's this prince, this pretty boy she likes. He's a model. she's really into him and mm-hmm. stuff like that, yeah. And she's been sent to look after him, okay? He's a bit of a wuss and stuff like that. But the only thing is, this superhero, the woman,
yeah.
She's from Liverpool.
And I'm playing the man, right? I'm the model.
No, you're the woman, you're the Liverpudlian agent.
Fuck Liverpudlian. You, I can't do Liverpudlian.
This is Liverpudlian agent, oh. And you are this model. Who's at Paris Fashion Week and just trying to get so many jobs as you can, but you find out that somebody's
all
after
right,
you.
Okay, yeah.
We'll leave
let's
it there.
Go.
We'll
I'm going to put some random music on and see if sure. It goes. Right, okay. I can't. I'll just do General Northern because I can't.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yes.
He's trying to channel my inner Blue Steel there.
You look like a strapping young model man.
It's really hard being this good-looking. Yes.
I know, look at those cheekbones. Wow.
I paid a lot for them.
Jesus,
yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, we've got to, what we got to do?
We've got to stay together and keep protecting.
We have got to stay together, and we've got to keep protecting the world and your cheekbones, because they're just too beautiful.
Oh, they are. That's true.
I
totally.
Know.
But just then, a terrorist busts into the room and starts shooting his guns.
Oh my god,
he
ugly people.
Don't worry.
Ugly people everywhere.
I'll protect
you. You are now the terrorist. You're hiding. Your other character's hiding. You're the terrorist shooting.
Oh.
Get down on the floor.
You'll have to go through me first, mate.
Gladly.
Go through me.
Those are guns.
Pew, pew. Pew, pew.
Sugar and NC.
Oh. That was amazing.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Strange.
A bit violent-y. But
it was good.
Oh my god.
Can we be in your movie?
No. It'd be a crap movie anyway.
I was busy for that period of time anyway. So,
so you, in that short space, you played like a choir boy and a terrorist and a model.
You see,
the CV is we're extending your CV.
It's expanding. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We don't just take, we give.
Yes, I'm very grateful for my choir boy role. Thank you.
We multiply.
That's good. That's
amazing. And that all happened live on Facebook.
Oh snap! For real?
Yeah,
oh shit!
We were live.
Oh my god! I can't believe that.
Live to world.
To all Irish people, I do apologise. I have no plans of playing the Irish man, as I cannot do the accent.
I can't do Liverpudlian either. Shocking
like.
Shocking like.
I'm sorry if I offend any choir boys or models as well.
Model
choir
or terrorists.
Or priests as well.
It's all good. It's all in the name of comedy.
It's FUBAR Radio. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Damn right.
Let's go for a song. I'm going to go for...
Yes, what are you giving us this time?
Don't Give Up by Anarchy.
Okay.
Test, pass, or fail, life or death. Young, you start to have to make it. You gotta fight, understand it. Fool's the way, gotta take it. Gotta take it. To make your ass so high. You were birthed in this earth, screaming, covered in blood. So probably died the same way, but I see my mother above. And the key is a fuck, only a mother could love. Nobody would give a fuck if I was struck with this love. Probably pray for my death, wish me stuck in the mud. 6 feet deep, yo, but that ain't fucking enough. It's like the devil wanna see me self suffer enough. So I'ma try and make it out the hood, but there's nothing to trust. Shady's life wanna torture me till I'm loving it rough. So fuck you fakers, kid your haters, keep muttering stuff. Cause if I die, I'm riding revenge up with nothing but love. For my friends and my family, but death for my friends. Can't leave your body sticking rotten dead, left with a rose. For letting the demons have freedom, you're possessing your soul. So this slum angel froze, a hex in the flows. Is anyone against anarchy, whoever opposed? This cunning linguist with the cleverest flows. Cause every day, yo, my vendetta it grows. Till my heart goes cold like the weather, if forever it snows. Now my mom gone, yo, forever it froze. Forever it froze. So now my mom gone, yo, forever it froze. Yo, this life is what you make it. Only in the day. You gotta fight, understand it. Only in the day. I'ma talk about the real shit for searching fame. It's cause the system got me so stressed, it's burst in my brain. To the day that I die and got a hearse in my name. That's why I get so heated, turning my words to flame. Cause it's like I'm being watched, someone observing my game. Plotting with a purpose to see me hurting in pain. So it's the devil that I sent, so we lurk in the game. Dispersing the rain that I felt all my life. So I'll bleed a vein on the page, open pour my life. So put my heart on the paper cause that's all I write. So you can celebrate my death, yo, but more my life. Cause I was a struggle of a rebel, I was born to fight. And all I had's bad luck all my life. Yo, this life is what you make it. You gotta fight, understand it.
Took ages to end that one.
I'm feeling that.
All right, you got your bow backwards. Is that?
I'm putting it back. I've got my bandana 2-pack style now. You get me? Yeah.
You look like a Christmas present. Okay.
I'm trying to look gangster. I love you, Johanna.
You look brilliant. So pretty. You look so pretty. Yeah, brilliant. Mate, that was a bit mental. Sorry about that. It's Friday night. We can go work.
Oh, it's Friday.
We're getting in that Friday feeling.
We're getting the Friday feeling. Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And this is like, I'm so impressed. It's so cool to see young people from London just making it in the world.
I ain't that young, man.
Smashing
it.
I ain't that young.
Like, you look young. That's all that matters.
Baby face, but I'm old as fuck.
Nah, I'm 65. Really? So it can't be that. Get me? Trust me, cocoa butter and fairy liquid is doing me away. Yeah.
I swear by that's the cocoa trick. Butter.
Yeah, the pumps. Hey, Johanna's got that thing in tubs. Johanna, I went to the yard, yeah? First time I went to the house, right?
Yeah.
And I just see cocoa butter in the bathroom, but you know, like the proper
industrial
one.
Size.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like industrial size Palmer's tin. You know, like she got name brand cocoa butter.
Oh,
so I'm
snap.
Looking at her like, yo, so you stayed over? She goes, no, that's mine. You know, I'm like, oh yeah. She knows, but
that's
went in the fridge. I saw jerk chicken. I saw Bayesian sauce. Saw Ray and nephew. I thought, easy, Johanna.
I knew you were coming, so I googled appropriate snacks.
Boom.
No, I just like jerk chicken. Right. Thank you so much for coming. We're running out of time on the show, but thank you. Aww. And come back. Come
yes,
back when you
do
your next project, and we can you know, we can do some more auditions, more fun.
Yeah, I'll be happy to come back, man.
Yeah. So maybe we'll say that December, January times talk about the new film when I'm back
for Xmas. Yeah, let's do it.
And your film will be out there. What's it called again?
Jet Trash.
Jet Trash.
Okay. Jet Trash. That sounds like so American and great.
Look out for that.
I'm writing that down as we speak.
You do this YouTube day to day.
Oh, vlog. Yeah, a daily vlog. Yeah, it's the vlog of Oz.
The vlog of Oz. So so guys, hit that up and
check it out, man.
Check
it out. It's on YouTube.
And what are you on the gram?
It's Ozzy across all social platforms. I don't like to mix it up. It's easier that way. ITSOSY.
ITSOSY.
I'm gonna check that out.
All right, cool.
We are gonna play. Finally, you're gonna play your Kent Jones interview.
Oh yeah.
DJ, because I'm so excited to hear about this.
All right.
So we're gonna play that, and after that, we're gonna have film review, movie club time with Lucy Patterson. So here we go. It's a bit of Kent Jones.
I'm TJ. Nice to meet you.
You already know.
As you know, obviously, your song got to number one in the US hip hop charts,
yes.
Right? And it stayed in the UK charts for about 6 weeks, which is like, man, that's fucking amazing, yeah?
Yes.
Absolutely amazing. I bloody love that song, by the way. When you found out that it was at number one, how did you celebrate? What was the first thing you did?
I was in studio.
What did you do, though? Like, take me there. What did you do?
What did we do?
I don't know. Did you get a phone call?
Yeah, I mean, you know, me and Khaled talked about it.
Yeah.
But as far as the celebrate thing, did I celebrate that? Yo, cool. Did we celebrate that? Niggas was in the studio, right?
Okay, cool. That's your manager there?
You know who that is?
I can't see my glasses.
Who Cool and Dre is, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Shut up!
Yeah, it's a legend.
Of course I know!
Yeah.
Oh my God, sorry. Mate, you know what? You ain't celebrated the number one. Call me, you. We're going to go celebrate the number one.
I like
later.
That.
Yeah? Because you ain't celebrated. So I'm going to make that happen for you. I care.
We had that district tonight.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to make that happen just for you. Right. All right. So yeah, congratulations on that. I think it's absolutely epic that, you know, and you know, be in the top 100 in the Billboard as well. I mean, it's like, it's just wow. But also, I want to ask you, in that song, you speak a few languages and stuff like that. Are you bilingual by any chance?
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Okay, then. So if you could speak another language, what language would you speak?
Sarcasm.
That being your first language and your first option?
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah.
We do a film show. If you could do a film or be in a film, one, what kind of genre would the film be? Okay. And what would that film be called?
That's funny. Kent Jones definitely got his first movie offer for real. It's funny you say that.
Yeah.
The type of movie I would want to be in, though.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, I want to be in this one, too. Let's not get that wrong.
Yeah.
I want to be in the movie.
Hey. Can you tell us what it is,
but
the film?
If I were to, we'll talk about it.
All right, cool.
If I were to choose a movie, it would be either between like a house party.
Yeah.
A Friday.
Yeah.
Or like I said, I want to do the horror movies, but I want to play the villain.
Oh, really?
Yes, I make a real good, crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah, hell yeah.
What kind of villain would you be? My favorite horror villain is Freddy Krueger. Who's your favorite horror villain?
I'm more like a the Joker slash Kingpin from Daredevil.
That's some new kind of mix of horror villain. Yeah. I'd like to see that. We need to make that happen. All right, then. So myself as Freddy Krueger and you as the Joker slash Kingpin. Tarantino, if you're out there, you know, make that happen. We're ready. We're ready. Oh, yeah. All right. So you like Earth, Wind & Fire, of course, right?
Love
Earth, Wind & Fire, as we know. Okay. So I wanted to ask you, if you could be a superhero, okay, right, and you could have a superpower and you control one thing, would it be Earth, Wind, or Fire? Which would you control?
Light.
So what would that come under? Would that come under Earth?
That's fire. I mean, it's an element on its own.
It's an element.
That's the element they never added. It's the actual. Seriously, the actual core elements are earth, wind, fire, and light.
Yeah. And so you'd be left.
Yes.
So you just took my question, just fucked it all up. You fucked up the whole thing straight.
It's all good.
I like that. All right. That's good. You've given a lot in your interviews today.
Yes.
You've given us a lot of things. People been interviewing all day. So you've given a lot of yourself, and you've given a lot of yourself to the world because you make such great music and you give so much enjoyment to many people and millions across the world.
Yes.
Right? So I'm wanting to give you something in return. Some fun facts about yourself that you never knew about yourself. Okay. Uh-oh. I like to call this segment, Does Kent Jones Know? First fact about yourself is, Kent is a county in UK, just outside of South London.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Second fact about yourself is, Kent Jones is actually a real estate agent in the UK in a place called Wrexham. The website is www.kentjones.co.uk. So if you're thinking about buying property, possibly, you know, you might get some free property. You might
want to
drop them, do you know what I'm saying? So they're using your name, kentjones.co.uk. Holler them or whatever. That's another fun fact about yourself. And the third fun fact about yourself is that you share the same second name as a great superhero, Superman, Clark Kent.
Yes.
Hey, there you go. So that is fun facts about yourself. There you go. Do you feel like you know yourself a bit better now?
Yes, a lot better. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Okay, so I want to ask you, what is your favorite film?
It's hard.
Or top three?
Top three, all right, that's better. Go on, that's a little better.
Let's do that. Let's whack
it. We got The Sixth Man.
Okay.
Featuring Marlon Wayans and Kadeem Hardison.
Oh, I need to go watch that. Okay, we need to watch that. We need the trailer. We need to go back, okay?
I think my Sweet Valentine or something like
my
that.
My Sweet Valentine. Is that a rom-com?
It's a horror movie.
A horror movie?
Yeah.
Oh, is it the first 3D?
That's the guy that was in the mime.
Yeah.
And they were going and digging. And he was killing people. Yeah.
Shit.
The graphics on that is incredible.
Yeah. Dope.
All the Final Destinations.
Yes. Bro, like, you think, how many ways can they accidentally kill someone?
You know,
and they
incredible.
Think of something else.
Every way.
Like, have you got a favorite Final Destination kill?
My top three kills on Final Destination.
Go.
Was A, when the guy was in the drive through and the truck ran into him and the fan sliced his head in half.
Jeez! Yeah.
And then the other one was when the guy was like, I'm not going to die. At the end, the thing came, split him in half. And I think the last one would have to be when the roller coaster broke.
Yeah,
flew
and they
out
did
of
flew
the
out.
Thing.
Yeah, it was crazy. I think mine's the one when the glass dropped on top of him, I would say. Oh, that was a deep one. When
oh,
the glass,
no.
He smushed.
The guy, when the guy was working out,
yeah,
and the thing came down and smashed his head. That was a good one, too.
That was a good one as well. But I wanted to ask you this, Jay. Okay, go with me on this little journey, all right? So you're walking through the desert, yeah? As you're walking through the desert, you stumble upon this magic lamp, okay? This magic lamp gives you one wish, and you can bring back any music artist to work with from the past, who's sadly left us now. Who would you bring back?
If I was rare?
If you was walking through the desert, you stumbled upon this magic lamp, okay? And this lamp gave you one wish, and the wish was to bring back a music artist to put on a record from the dead. You can bring them back to be on a track with you. Who would you bring back?
It'd have to be Mike.
Boom! I'd say the same damn thing. Yeah. Ken, you've been absolutely amazing. Have you enjoyed the interview?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Okay, I've listened to your new track. It's absolutely amazing.
I predict it
for going to number one. If it doesn't, then I'm a beat up Mr.
Me.
Billboard himself or whatever.
It's called.
Okay, I'll do that for you, bro.
We got one.
All
we
right.
got another one.
Good.
Big shout out to Giggs. You already know it's not going to stop.
Yes.
You're the one.
There you go. All right, thank you. I've been Teej World on Foo Bar Radio, and this has been the amazing Kent Jones.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hola. telling me this and telling me that. You say once you take me with you, I never go back. Now I got a lesson that I wanna teach. I'ma show you that where you from, no matter to me. She said, hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, madame. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go. You know I love them all. She said, hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, madame. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go. You know I love them all. African American, for sure. I told her, baby, come and ride the rodeo. Every time I come around, man, I go for broke. She give me desktop till I overload. Now, baby, you gon' go where you're supposed to go. Cause I ain't got time for you every day. She said she got a man, keep it on the low. I said he don't speak English, the fuck he gon' say? Hey, telling me this and telling me that. You say once you take me with you, I never go back. Now I got a lesson that I wanna teach. I'ma show you that where you from, no matter to me. She said, hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, madame. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go. You know I love them all. She said, hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, madame. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go. You know I love them all. She from Africa, but she fuck me like she Haitian. Ass black, but the miles looking Asian. I gave her the can in Kansas. I got it on tape. She on candid camera. Okay, see, I forgot we met at Oklahoma. I used to smoke Regina. She from Arizona. Then I met a girl in Cali. I never disown her. She got that high grade. Her weed come with diplomas. I want her, but she keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once you take me with you, I never go back. Now I got a lesson that I wanna teach. I'ma show you that where you from, no matter to me. She said, hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, madame. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go. You know I love them all. She said, hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, madame. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go. You know I love them all. She said, hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, madame. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go. You know I love them all. She said, hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, madame. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go. You know I love them all.
Hey,
we didn't miss the cue or anything. We weren't in deep conversation about how
terrible.
Amazing Robert Sheehan
yeah,
is.
Yeah, well,
he is. What he is. We're joined by Lucy Patterson.
Hi, y'all.
For the Film Club movie review. Club.
Yay, Film Club again.
Club.
We need to get her a jingle. Like
a Lucy
Lucy Patterson. Film Club movie review. Hey!
That is. Let's just record that.
Hey.
Movie review. I've only got this one.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Oh, take that
good.
One.
It's, oh, we could do. Good morning, Lucy Patterson!
Even better.
That'll do, Pet. That'll do. Right, so look, we've got so many movies that we saw this week,
yes,
collectively. Lucy, why don't you start with your fave or your worst?
Oh, my worst. Let me start with my worst.
Okay.
Go on.
Inferno.
Boom! I was so excited. The
I
book.
Thought it was a steaming what? Pile of shit. I hate
don't
it.
Don't say that because it sounds some like the some book. Deep shit. We were buzzing off how deep that can be.
The thing is, the story's clever because obviously Dan yeah. Brown is not from this planet. His brain yeah, works his brain completely mad. Differently yeah. to everybody else's. Mm. But the guy who wrote it, I don't know if he thinks we're stupid, but it was so corny that we were being spoon-fed the plot. You know when you think, give us a little bit of credit, mate.
Yeah.
We have got brains.
Let us
we can
out.
Sort of follow it, but it was just cringe.
Everything.
Yeah, and I'm surprised at him because he wrote Death Becomes Her, he wrote Carlito's Way. Like, he's done some really good, funny works,
yeah,
serious
Death
work.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good
I love
film.
That film. One of my favourites.
Classic.
Yeah. But yeah, I was disappointed by it. technically, it was a wonderfully made film, obviously, because Ron Howard had something to do with it.
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks is in it.
Tom Hanks was good in it, but I felt a little bit disappointed by him as well.
What? Oh, no, come on now.
No, the day
I'm about to go jump off the nearest bridge.
Tom's, no.
Don't say this.
Not the Hanks.
Only because, like, did he not think to say, I am not saying those words, come on.
Yeah, come on, Tom.
No, I mean,
yeah,
that's what
I mean. He's Mr. Nice Guy.
His performance was amazing, that's true. Like, he's got manners, isn't he? But the only redeeming feature was Ben Foster.
Okay.
But that is only because if he read the phone book to me, I would say give the man an Oscar.
Yeah.
Because I just love him. So really, he could have just been silent. And I would have
loved
him.
Yeah.
Pile of shit, that film. Don't bother.
That's brilliant.
Okay, so the Inferno is maybe a meh.
Nope.
Oh, man.
Maybe a shitstorm.
Yeah.
but what did you enjoy that you saw this week?
American Honey.
Oh my god, what is it not? It's Shia LaBeouf's new indie movie.
Oh, here we go.
And he totally redeemed himself because I thought
he was a
complete idiot.
Should I just step out while you two just stay in the room?
Yeah. It's about to get moist.
I'm swimming, I can't swim, I need arm pads. Bloody hell, I can't even tread water.
Shia LaBeouf-ting, right,
hey. Proper buff-ting.
Tell us about it.
I'm a fan of Shia.
He's
missing a few screws.
Yeah, and he started working with that Lars von Trier freak making them Nymphomaniac films that were just shocking. Like, his accent was absolutely atrocious and I was disappointed.
Oh my god,
that?
He tried to, I don't know, you don't know.
No, you don't know, do you?
It was like an Australian, English American, Irish thing. Honestly, it was shocking. It was like nobody said to him, dude, just be American. Just do American because it would be less weird.
Like, my question is, who was in the edit going, that accent's fine. We'll let the whole entire world see
it
that.
Was the,
awful.
It's supposed to be the worst accent.
Yeah.
He was hi, I want to hang a hung.
Yeah, you just don't know what he's doing.
It was a little bit of probably South African as well. Yeah. It was like, crazy. It was that.
He's like, okay, when someone went, he went to the audition, I say, so you've got to be foreign in this film. Can you do foreign? Yeah, I can do foreign.
Just mix them all up.
But it is
an amazing film. It's
you ain't saying anything about it. All you're talking about is amazing.
I will tell you about it now. What? I'll tell you about it. It's a bunch of teenagers. They are travelling up and down America selling magazine subscriptions door to door. It's basically about what you think a bunch of teenagers will get up to if they're on the road without any sort of adult supervision. You know, there's drink, there's drugs, there's fighting, there's really close to the mark sex, like almost pornographic. Yeah.
So what is it?
But tastefully done, you know.
Tasteful.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Is it like Skins then, but on steroids?
Skins, yeah, absolutely.
Skins on the road.
Have you ever seen?
Yes.
And it's Skins on tour.
Have you ever seen the movie Kids by Larry Clark? Do you remember that?
No, that's on my to-do list. I keep meaning to watch that. I need to get down to it. That movie is meant to be. Everyone says
it
is. TJ, why haven't you seen this?
Then when you watch the rest of his work, you realise that he's just a dirty old man. Andrea Arnold, who made this film, who made American Honey, she did what he was trying to do, but with class and grace. And I'm absolutely in love with that film.
It's
nearly
got
3 hours long, but it's
got loads of 3 hours.
Yeah.
What?
I think I can take 3 hours.
I don't know if I can watch it like some dumb kids.
And
taking drugs and feeling
each
other.
There's a love story, like a toxic love story running through it and all that.
Dawson's Creek kind of deep.
No, he turns out to be a right shit. So
I don't know, man. I think it's one that might not get a seat from me, really.
Oh.
It's not to everyone's taste, I will say that. But it's a very, very good film.
Is it?
Very good, yeah.
Okay.
So it's a tick from
yep
for in,
absolutely
and I forgot to say
from
that
me.
That the Inferno was a
oh hell no
absolutely.
Well, I went to see last night. I went to the premiere of Jack Reacher: Never Go Back.
Whoa.
Number two. I actually hadn't seen number one.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I just went to number two.
Did they do a catch up at the beginning?
No, they don't, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Previously on Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
You think so with that cheesy title that they do that?
I mean, you didn't need to see the first one. I understood. It was just a story. It was, you know, he's an ex army major.
Yes.
He can punch a lot of people. He can kick ass. He's got emotional problems, as always. And Kobe Smulders, who plays like the head lead, and she, I've got to give her credit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when in a movie when you've got girls who are like kicking ass, and you just don't believe it.
No.
You're like, I could punch you. I could take you.
I totally believe.
I think she kind of like buffed up a bit. Her arms were, and I believed her when she took down all those like military guys.
He's
I was
like, yeah, you did that.
Yeah, I was like, you did that, yeah. girl.
You fucked them up proper.
Or excellent. Your stunt girl did, but
whatever.
Like, you fucked them up.
You and the stunt girl did a great job together, tag teaming that. So, I mean, it wasn't the most best film. Probably wouldn't watch it again, but it was an enjoyable cinema thing.
Is it like one of those like kind of just?
It was jumpy.
Exciting.
Yeah. It was jumpy. Yeah, there was twists. There was car chases.
I love
there
that.
Was, you know.
It's a film, innit? It's a movie, innit?
It was a movie.
Entertainment.
Pure entertainment. Tom Cruise doing his thing.
I don't get how he keeps getting cast for like badass kick ass men when he's only like four. He's old and he's like four foot.
Yeah.
Like I swear down.
He was small. I was on the red carpet and he was very, very close
bled carpet
to me.
Or red
was he?
He was about he was close to me, but there was like a whole flank of security
obviously. Because he is that small.
But then again, that said, Jet Li's quite small as well, and he looks like he can kick some.
Maybe that's what
as well.
It is. Small ninja esque. Stature.
Yeah. It's that. Yeah. Like cats.
Yeah.
They can fuck you up. Seriously. Yeah. They can fuck you up something wicked, you know.
Yeah. But they're small.
If you get the right cat, tell me.
Yeah, so what else have I seen? So that's what I watched this week. Oh, and I also watched, I mean, it's not at the out at the moment, but it was Now You Can See Me.
Now You See Me.
Now You See Me Too. Because I'd seen the first one.
Yeah.
Caught that up on Netflix and I watched it. I was like,
Hasn't that one got Daniel Radcliffe in it?
It has. Yeah. Which is very weird. So it's Daniel Radcliffe playing a magician.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
But it was funny. The lines, because he was more of a scientist who hates magic, which was really ironic. Magic,
that is really weird.
So Daniel Radcliffe.
I never thought about it like
he
that.
Had a line in it and it was like, science is the best magic. And I was like, you've been waiting to say that for 10 years, mate.
10 years.
Cleanse yourself. Go ahead.
I liked it.
It's got all the big. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. And I've seen the first one. The first one is amazing. The second one was all right.
Should they have stopped at the first one, do you think?
No, because I wanted to see another one. It just wouldn't meet my expectations because it's so cool.
The kind of film you can only see really once. I wouldn't watch it again because once you know all the twists and the turns and the magic tricks and stuff, but it's proper glittery, glitzy, wizardy magic entertainment when you are watching it. It's funny as well. It's basically a hustle film.
It's a hustle film with magic in.
Magic hustle film. So.
It's like Ocean's 11 with David Blaine and Dynamo in it.
Yeah, it's good. So for me, that's a Now You Can See Me Too, is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to do two quick shout outs as well that like you can find online on catch ups and whatnot and sites. Sing Street. The Irish movie.
I've not seen that yet.
Yeah, really good. Really, really good. So I recommend Google Sing Street. It's about these like young guys in the 80s in Ireland, and they make a band, and they're pretty good.
Excellent.
And Zootopia.
I've not seen that yet.
Yeah, I saw it in the cinema, and then I watched it again this week. I rewatched it, and it's one of those animations that again just caters for the adults.
That really funny,
It's funny, and there's just the different levels in it, and it's about a group of animals who live in a city called Zootopia. Or Zootropolis.
I think Zootropolis in America.
They changed the name in England in America. Okay. I don't know why. We can understand
Zootopia. We don't really use Tropolis.
No, that's true, we don't.
I get it. But it's about this little bunny who wants to be a policeman, and she does it because all the policemen are like big rhinos and stuff.
That's so cute.
Yeah, she has to team up with this Sly Fox, and they have sort of tag team to solve this. Missing persons case. But there's basically all the way under the film, we're watching it and I realise it's all just like about racial profiling and
message.
Yeah, there's a message like the Sly Fox being a black guy and stuff.
Oh snap.
Yeah.
That's different.
Mm. Yeah.
And then they've got this dog in there and she's being a bitch. Can I just say for a silly fun watch as well, please watch Zombie versus Cockneys. It's on Netflix.
What's going on about that,
can
mate?
You see that come up on my Netflix?
Watch it.
Really?
It's the best waste of time ever.
Oh my gosh, we're out of time. We're going to have to roll on any of the movies we've done for next week.
We will roll on next week.
Because I know we had a couple more, but we're out of time. It is nearly 6 p.m, so I've got my last song. Mm-hmm. This is Queen, Don't Stop Me Now.
From what movie, do you know?
From Wayne's World.
Yes! Yeah! My favourite film! Oh my God, that's why I'm called T's World, people.
From Wayne's World, right, okay, this is Queen. We've been Johanna James and T's World, Lisa Patterson's Bat Row and Chill. Have a good weekend.
Gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.